From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Second Milagro by Linda Rainwater. Now let's begin with Prologue. Darkness circled Max, thicker here than there. Walls of the mine were near, he guessed. He stretched out to find them. As he moved, his head throbbed. Fighting against his sluggish, aching body, he crawled until he found the rough-hewn, cold, damp rock. He slumped against it. Tears pricked at his nose and eyes like cactus needles. He breathed deeply the rank, slick air, whispering the words he had shouted at his mother. I'm 17. I'm a man. I can do this. Thoughts of her and how he had failed unleashed the tide, and he cried in sobs and pain. As he shook off the memory of his mother and how he'd left home, the image of his father filled the black void around him. Even though Tomas had been dead for a year, Max could feel the man's disapproval like a heavy arm resting on his shoulder. Not that Tomas would have said Max was wrong to come to the mines. No, he would have told his son to go, but for a very different reason. His father, a dark force of determination, would have stormed into the little town with an army of workers, pushing aside the wounded, the dead, and clearing the scene of the miners unfit to work. In a day's time, silver would have again flowed from the mountain, and the cave-in would be unmentionable. Max had just wanted to help the people whose lives had been crushed by the mountain. His father was ruthless, but saw himself as strong, his son weak. Max wiped tears from his cheeks and his scruff of a beard with the torn sleeve of his shirt. He wasn't as soft as his dad thought. So why had he not been able to show his mother that he could handle himself? He picked up a loose stone and threw it into the hollow space that stretched out in front of him. Voices. Low, then louder. He stood slowly, sliding his back along the jagged wall. Light blinded him, and he jerked his head to one side.